Oh my goodness! Hello, everybody! Do I ever have a story for ya? Let me tell ya, man. Sometimes we think we are in control of everything. We plan out just the way things should go, and poof, just like that, the plan disappears. This is exactly what happened to the Jorgensen family. They were all packed and ready to go on the ultimate Christmas vacation to my country, Jamaica. But like I told ya, sometimes things don't go as planned. Let's watch.
Is everyone packed?
Hold on, I forgot my snorkel.
Mom, can I bring my Xbox?
Does everyone have their passport, Trevor?
Right here, Dad.
I think I'm ready!
This is the ultimate Christmas vacation. The ultimate Christmas vacation. The ultimate, the ultimate, the ultimate Christmas vacation. Pack your suitcase, it's time to go. Grab your passport, it's time to roll. This is
I'm so excited, my hair is tingling.
I'm so excited my ears are ringing.
I'm so excited my hands are shaking.
I'm so excited. Did we leave the cake baking?
No!
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. It is now time to begin boarding your flight to beautiful Kingston, Jamaica. Please have your tickets and passports ready. Thank you for flying with Sunshine World Airlines. You know what, Dad? We're gonna have so much fun in Jamaica. I can't believe we're actually about to get on the plane. I can't wait to go parasailing. I have always wanted to go parasailing.
I know. It almost seems unreal. We've been waiting for so long to go on this trip. I can't wait to go snorkeling. There's a whole other world under those crystal clear waters.
Those white sandy beaches are calling my name. Just a few more hours and we'll be there. It's not in here. Here? Nope. Where is it?
I don't have my passport. I don't have my passport! I don't have my passport!
You don't have your passport!
Your passport behind?
Yes, I'm sure. I have looked everywhere. Every pocket, every pouch, every zipper, every bag. I left it, Liz. I remember now, I left it right on the kitchen table.
And you are telling me not to forget my passport.
What are we gonna do now?
I don't know, but I'm sure I can get this sorted out. We'll just have to take a slightly later flight. That's all. It's going to be fine.
Are you sure you can fix it, Daddy?
Joanna, I told you this is going to be the ultimate Christmas vacation. And it will be. Don't worry. Excuse me. Pardon me. So sorry. Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Excuse me. We have a bit of a problem I was hoping you could help me with.
Of course, sir. It is the policy of Sunshine World Airlines to help each and every customer with any problem they may have in regard to their flight. Now, how may I be privileged to help you, sir?
Well, you see, I sort of left my passport at home, and my family and I are going to need a slightly later flight so that I can go home and fetch my passport.
Impossible! I'm sorry, sir, but there's nothing we can do. Is there, Larry?
Impossible.
Next!
What do you mean, impossible? Just book us on the next flight.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but all flights to Jamaica are sold out for the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 12 days!
12 days!
I'll be back in school.
I'll be back to work. I'm very sorry. It looks like you'll be staying home this year. Next time, don't forget your passport. Just saying.
I'm sorry, family. I guess this is not going to be such a great Christmas after all.
Coconuts, white sandy beaches.
Come on, let's make the best of this. At least we're all together, and that's what matters anyway. Let's go home. We'll make a great dinner together with cookies and cakes. We'll open presents. It'll be great, you'll see. We'll still have an amazing Christmas vacation.
But Dad, we can't go home. We Airbnb'd our house.
And then we shipped our presents to Jamaica.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's go to the toy store.
The toy store? Really?
But where are we going to open presents, Dad? We don't have a house.
We are going to spend Christmas with Grandma and Grandpa.
At the nursing home?
That's right. At the nursing home.
Now, how about that toy store?
Okay.
This place is so cool!
So amazing.
Great idea, David.
Thanks, Liz.
Whoa! Dad, look at this! This is so awesome! Can I get this, please?
Sure. Look all around. Pick out anything you want.
Really?
Sure. If Mom says it's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
Mom, can I get these? Oh, they're so much fun.
Yes, just be careful.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
What in heaven's name is going on here, young lady? This is the Grand Toyland, not a jungle gem.
I'm sorry.
Well, sorry is not going to clean up this mess. I'll be watching you.
Joanna, look! Santa!
Santa!
Santa?
Ho, ho, ho. Hey there, kids. Merry Christmas.
Santa? What in the world are you doing?
Why are you working out so hard? Aren't you supposed to be asking what we want for Christmas?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm so sorry. Kids, please excuse me. But do you have any idea what it's like to eat so many cookies?
It would be amazing.
A dream come true.
Well, you would think so, wouldn't you? But it's not all so great as you think.
Why not?
You see, I eat so many cookies and drink so much milk, my cholesterol levels are through the roof. My blood pressure is out of control. And let's not even talk about my blood sugar levels. I work out every single day just to lose all the weight I've gained on Christmas Eve. Last year, I couldn't even fit through 15% of the chimneys. I had to go through the windows. I was setting off house alarms, calling security companies. It was a mess. Trust me, a logistical nightmare. I'm determined to fit through each and every chimney this year.
I guess I never really thought about that. That is a whole lot of cookies.
Yes, and did I mention I'm gluten intolerant?
And a whole lot of milk.
And lactose intolerant.
Wow. Well, I guess we'll let you get back to work. Christmas Eve is almost here.
No, no, come on over. I'm not gonna skimp on my job. Now come and tell me, kids. What would you like for Christmas?
Well, what we really wanted was to go to Jamaica, but that isn't possible anymore.
I guess I just want to have the ultimate Christmas vacation, like my daddy promised. But that's not going to happen now. I don't know. I guess maybe a doll?
Well, don't give up on Christmas yet. This time of year is magical. You never know how it might turn out. I'd be willing to bet this will be a Christmas you will never forget. One of the best yet.
Thanks, Santa. But we really don't think that's possible this year. Maybe next year.
We hope you have a Merry Christmas. And really sorry about all the cookies. We will try to leave gluten-free cookies from now on. Or maybe just granola.
Thanks. Merry Christmas, kids. And remember, just because your Christmas didn't turn out like you planned doesn't mean it can't be the best Christmas ever.
Santa?
Yes?
Do you ever deliver presents to nursing homes?
I deliver everywhere.
Thanks, Santa. Bye.
Look, Trevor! The new Adventures from Beyond book is out!
Are you going to buy this? If not, then no reading.
What?
This is not the public library. No buy, no read.
Are you kids ready to go?
We have the RC car and the skates. Anything else you want to look at?
No. Let's just go.
Yeah, we're ready to leave.
Okay, I'll call the Uber.
What a strange toy store.
Yeah, like from another dimension.
Christmas should be a lovely day, where families meet and children play. Oh, how I wish.
B23.
Ooh! I almost had it again!
D11.
Bingo! Oh, bingo!
This game is rigged! I demand a rematch!
Now, Bob, you calm down or you get banned from bingo again.
Well, who wants to play it anyway with a bunch of cheaters?
Bob, remember your blood pressure.
Remember. I remember everything. I remember last time we played. They cheated then too!
Bob?
Yeah. You're gonna kick me out. Well, kick me out then. They kicked me out of the baking club for eating all the cookie dough. They kicked me out of the Scrabble club because somebody didn't like the words I was spelling. They kicked me out of the yoga club, but I still stand by my original statement. It wasn't me! It wasn't. Say what you want. Kick me out. Won't be the first time. Won't be the last.
I can't believe I won again!
Put a sock in it, Gladys.
I don't have a sock.
What's got you down, Ralph?
Well, nothing. You know, just another Christmas alone.
Yeah, that's right. We spend our whole lives giving, providing, working, sacrificing, only to be stuck here spending Christmas after Christmas alone. But you know, you're not really alone. I mean, I'm here. Although I'm not exactly the best company. Nah, you're not, Bob. So, what's your family up to this Christmas?
Oh, they're going to Jamaica. They're on the plane right now. I'm really happy for them. I don't know. They were so excited to go. It's just...
I know. We're just forgotten.
Baked you some cookies.
Just one, Bob. We must leave enough for everyone.
But everyone doesn't enjoy them as much as I do.
Well, everyone deserves to have a little cheer this time of year.
It's the least I can do.
Grandma! Grandpa!
Oh, my goodness! It's a Christmas miracle. How wonderful! How wonderful!
More like a Christmas disaster. Dad, you won't believe what happened.
Well, it brought you here for Christmas. It must be pretty bad. But I say this is wonderful.
Grandpa, you won't believe what happened. Dad forgot his passport, so we missed our flight. All the flights were sold out, and we Airbnb'd our house.
And we shipped our presents to Jamaica.
And the toy store was so weird.
And Mom was crying.
Well, we are so happy you are here. Here, have a cookie.
Not you, Bob.
Ow! What do you mean, not me?
You already had three, Bob.
But I ate those already. Those don't count.
I hope you don't mind, but it looks like we'll be spending Christmas here.
Mind? Of course we don't mind. Like I said, it's a Christmas miracle. We couldn't have asked for anything better.
I don't know. White sandy beaches sound pretty good.
I know, dear. I'm sorry your plans got messed up.
I won! Look! I won again!
That's wonderful.
Cheater!
Bob, I think it's time for your bath.
Don't eat all the cookies! Put that cookie down, Gladys! I see you! Put it down!
So what is there to do around here, Grandma? I mean, besides bingo?
I just finished baking these cookies. I was going to bake the Jorgensen's family famous fruitcake. I could teach you the recipe if you like.
Okay, I guess so.
I'm so happy you're here, Joanna. It has always been my dream to pass on this recipe. I believe this will be my first chance to ever do that. Now, this recipe is very special.
What's so special about it? It's just a cake.
Have I never told you the story of the Jorgensen family's famous fruitcake?
No, I don't think so.
It is a secret recipe. Only our family knows it.
Really? Why?
Well, this recipe came from our ancestors 300 years ago. The Duke George von Jorgensen. He had some important nobility at his castle one Christmas for a grand party. Well, that day the baker was very sick and could not work, so the Duke's son, who was very fond of baking, snuck into the kitchen and thought up this amazing recipe. The Duke's guests loved it so much, they insisted on knowing the ingredients of this cake. But the Duke's son would not reveal it. It has been a Jorgensen family secret recipe ever since.
Wow! That's an amazing story, Grandma! And this is the exact same recipe?
The very same.
So where do you keep this secret recipe? Is it locked in a safe?
Right here.
What? It isn't written down?
It was so important that this recipe remain part of the Jorgensen's family legacy that it was forbidden to ever write it down. It should only be passed down in person to another member of the Jorgensen family.
So cool! I'm so proud to be part of such a tradition. I will memorize it and never forget it.
Now, Joanna, when making this cake, you don't just throw all the ingredients together. That's the secret of the cake. Some ingredients just aren't the same without their culinary counterpart. See here, the baking soda must be mixed with the orange juice and set out until it gets frothy. Then you add it. It makes the cake light and fluffy, unlike the traditional dense fruit cakes.
You see, cakes are sort of like people. Just as some ingredients belong together to work their culinary magic, some people also need to be together to reach their fullest potential, like family.
A little that, a little this. Stir it so that's the secret of our family recipe.
Family belong together.
Hold on there, Trevor. You must think about the move 2 or 3 moves ahead, not just the move you are on. You must have patience. Look at the bigger picture.
Okay, I'll try.
So, what should your next move be? Think ahead now.
Okay. I guess I'll just move this pawn. If I lose it, I don't care. It's just a pawn.
Well, you may have to learn the hard way, but chess is much like life. Every pawn is a potential queen. Just like people, we underestimate them sometimes. But there is a great potential that each of us have if we play the game right. Don't forget, every action has a consequence. Sometimes sacrifice is necessary. But always keep in mind the potential of what you are sacrificing.
Wow, Grandpa, I thought we were just playing a simple game of chess.
That's what your father thought when he was your age. He was so impatient. After years of playing this game together, he realized this was much more than just a game. This was our platform to develop character traits he would need for the rest of his life. Character that he is now passing on to you, and that my father passed on to me. Did I ever tell you the story of how our family came into this tradition of playing chess?
I don't think so, Grandpa.
Well, it was a long, long time ago, back when our family was known as the Von Jorgensens. The Duke George Von Jorgensen II had just become a father. His first son was born on Christmas Day. On his son's first birthday, he wanted to give him something very special that he would always remember and have for his whole life. So, the Duke went out into the forest on a very cold and snowy winter day and found a huge walnut tree that had fallen to the ground. He brought pieces of the wood back and started whittling and carving this very chess set. He spent many hours through the years playing chess with his son when he was old enough, and every generation since then has done the same. It is our family tradition.
That's amazing! This is the same chess set?
The very same. I think you are about old enough now to really get into this game. I believe it is time for this set to have a new owner. It's time for you, my son, to pass on this tradition to Trevor. I would be honored, Dad. So many good memories playing this game with you.
Don't forget what I taught you. Plan your path and see it through. But always be flexible and willing to change when life throws a move that you did not expect.
I didn't realize there were so many life lessons in this game. I would have never thought of this. I really like spending time with you, Grandpa. I learned so much.
The cake is in the oven. You did a wonderful job, sweetie. Now this cake belongs to the next generation.
Is there anything else we could do while we wait on the cake?
Well, just before you all arrived, I just finished popping this popcorn. Your grandpa and I were just about to decorate the Christmas tree. It is Christmas Eve, after all.
Popcorn? What does popcorn have to do with decorating the tree?
Well, when I was a kid, we made all our Christmas decorations by hand. Somehow, it made Christmas feel a little more special, you see. Take a long string and string the popcorn onto it, and it makes a garland for the tree. It looks really beautiful.
This is fun!
And we can eat it too!
What other decorations can we help you with, Mom?
Now, let me think. Over there in that box are some decorations I have saved throughout the years. You could help me put those on.
Mom, all these ornaments are pictures of us, or crafts that we have made through the years.
Son, you all are what Christmas is about for your dad and I. These memories, the good times, and the hard times, each one is precious.
Every year when we put these ornaments on the tree, we think of all of you, our family, the most precious gift we could ever have. I know that this Christmas did not turn out the way you planned, but for your mom and I, this is the best Christmas we've had in a really long time. Like I said, every pawn is the potential queen.
There's so many things you have to teach I never knew.
These stories that I tell you now are part of you.
With family here, I realize it's just where I should be.
With family here, my heart is full. I hope you all can see that we are home when family is here. Come gather round, share Christmas cheer.
We love you all so much. You know, I was really disappointed to miss those coconut trees and warm sunshine. But right here, with all our family together, is the warmest sunshine I could ever ask for. I'm so thankful we missed that flight.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too. You know what, Dad? You kept your promise. This has been the ultimate Christmas vacation.